Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The following is a presentation of Morning Drive Media.
From the center of the galaxy, this is the Force Center Podcast feed. I'm Ken Napsok for another edition of Star Wars Ranked. The concept is simple. Me and the guests have a topic, and we each have 5 things to rank Star Wars. Don't you guys get it? That's the concept. I love trying to explain it every time in the simplest terms possible. With me for this one is Joseph Scrimshaw.
Ready to rank.
Ready to rank. Now, you and I are, I think, predominantly will be the guests on the show because that's how we record. But John Rocha's been on the show. Yeah. We've had a lot of fun. Emma Fife's been on as well. So a lot of guests. But you and I have a lot of fun just talking about the minutiae of Star Wars.
Yes.
And this show and this particular topic, I think, lent itself to some of the funnier conversations. Now I'm setting a high bar here. This might be the most serious, dour episode on the Force Center Podcast feed ever. But we are going to discuss today the best outfits in Star Wars and then rank them.
Oh, man, I'm so ready. This was
probably the most difficult one.
Believe it or
so
not,
far.
We've had some of the ones about the prequels.
Yeah.
We've had the most important side characters, the Fate of the Galaxy. Outfits.
Outfits. Harder than the Fate of the Galaxy for me to decide.
It's pretty key.
It is.
Right?
Star Wars looks cool.
if nothing else. That's why we come in the first place.
Right.
When you're 2.5 and you're like, that looks cool.
Yes.
That's all.
Absolutely. It is part of what makes Star Wars this big galaxy that we like to crawl into and live in and feel lived in. And if an outfit doesn't look right, we criticize.
Yep.
If an outfit looks great, I'm thinking Cassian Andor. Oh. When that popped up, Diego Luna looked like he belonged in Star Wars.
So beautiful.
So great. Love a lot of stuff Jyn wears. That, I think Rogue One did a great job of introducing outfits into Star Wars that really belong. Force Awakens did too.
Yeah.
You have to. It's part of it. Now, Joseph, we do want to clarify. This does not include armor.
Right, because otherwise it would just be like Boba Fett, Stormtroopers.
Right. Captain Phasma.
Yeah.
I'd list Emperor's Royal Guard at 5, 3, and 2.
Absolutely.
Biker Scouts would be my number one.
Yeah, but armor is different than an outfit. An outfit means you get to get up that day and go, what's it going to be today?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And which is, I got a wrinkle on the uniform on my list, too, because uniforms and armor, I guess you could argue. I could hear someone out there saying, well, a uniform is a part of, armor is part of the uniform. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
But hear my wrinkle later on, because I do have a uniform on this.
Okay, and I do think a uniform is different than armor.
Right, right.
But anyway.
So what we do five through one. Joseph, you're going to start us off with your number five best outfit in Star Wars.
Number five, Padme's burial. I thought I'd make a little joke. We said we were going to have some fun, so I'm not going to do Padme's burial gown. No. I'm going to go fun. My number five is Bazine Natel.
Oh, nice.
She is the First Order spy bounty hunter who reports that BB-8 is at Maz Kanata's castle, and my God, she looks like Etsy threw up on her in the most beautiful way. She's got she's there lounging with Grumgar.
Yeah.
She's got the leather hood over the head, which I haven't read the short story that this comes from.
Right.
Canon short story with a Bazine, but that's some sort of damage from a flamethrower that she covers. And then it goes into this strange, fun, cool gown thing that just has all of this energy and movement in just the design of it. Just really well designed.
Yeah.
The thing that puts it over the top for me is she has finger gloves. Not fingerless gloves.
Oh.
The opposite of fingerless gloves.
Finger gloves.
So, if you imagine somebody made fingerless gloves, then Bazine Natel came along and said, I'll take what you cut off, and I'll put that on my fingers. Watch the close-up in The Force Awakens where she calls the First Order.
Yeah.
She has just the little, they only go up to, past the middle knuckle, but they're just, finger gloves. They're effing finger gloves, and they're beautiful. That is a cool outfit because it looks like you are ready in that outfit. You are ready to go to the best party on Coruscant, and you are ready to murder people.
You ain't lying. Those are just some finger gloves.
Those are finger gloves. So my number five is Bazine Natel and her finger gloves.
Wow, that's great.
Why is it number five? She's so good.
Yeah, that is great, sir. That's a great one. Well, my number five is in an opposite direction here. It is Lobot.
Oh, right. Is this a pity vote?
No, it's sad Lobot notwithstanding here. I say, is it the coolest outfit, Joseph?
No.
Coolest outfit on Bespin is Lando Calrissian.
Absolutely.
I think we can all agree with that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Billy Dee and Lando Calrissian, one and the same, really, are too cool that he would take spot 1, 2, 3, and 5.
Right. You can't really have Lando on this list. Come on.
It's not fair to the rest of us.
Exactly.
And the rest of the characters. But Lobot has it's in a time of a tumultuous time for the galaxy, and Lobot's a very important side character who does some who takes matters into his own brain and does things. It is simple, it is direct, it is above all comfortable.
Okay.
If you're going to wear something every day, and I don't consider this a uniform.
All right, no.
I consider this part of a choice he's made.
That's what he was wearing that day.
Yeah, he's got. It's a onesie, kind of. The belt, I don't think it's pants. I think it's, I take it as all one piece, but I could be mistaken. I don't know. I've never cosplayed as Lobot. Excuse me, kicking my whiskey. And then those sleeves.
Yeah, it's all about the sleeves, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all about the sleeves, no short sleeves. If you look, with me, Joseph, you notice I always got my sleeves kind of rolled up.
You're ready to go to work.
I'm ready to go to work. But I like having sleeves down because I have kind of thin wrists. So the high. So, but I don't know what to do with my sleeves. And one of the reasons I don't wear my sleeves down a lot is it's constrictive.
Right.
You look at Lobot, and that is a billowy pillow of comfort.
Yes.
That he's got no sleeves.
All right. So these are
there's a functionality to what he's got going on. Yeah. Yeah. So I understand that there's cooler things in the galaxy.
Yeah.
I've got some of those on my list.
Okay.
I've got comfort on my list as well. But Lobot, he definitely belongs in the Star Wars galaxy.
Now, does it trouble you that if Lobot was at a party and he picked up a chip and he was going to go dip it, that he'd get a lot of dip on his sleeves? Does that trouble you? That he would drag his sleeves through the dip?
It doesn't necessarily trouble me because, like, I get a lot of dip on all my clothes. So I'd be used to that. And I got to imagine he has a lot of these. And that if he stains one, he goes and cleans it up.
Right.
Gets a new one. Gets a new shirt.
He belongs there among the clouds in that lime yellow, beautiful jumper of his.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a good one.
Absolutely. That's my number five. Lobot, your number four?
My number four is, I just had to, because it moves in some ways the plot of The Force Awakens, Poe's jacket. And it is a damn fine jacket. It is really well designed. Not only does Finn look good in it, of course Poe looks good in it.
Oh,
and, you know, Poe is on that Lando spectrum where he might look good in anything,
right,
in any old thing. But it is a really cool jacket. And if you think that Poe picked this jacket out and said, this is in the general design of jackets we've seen. It has some rhythms with Cassian. It has some rhythms with Luke's celebration jacket that he's wearing at the end of A New Hope.
It does.
But it's got that distinctive red splash that says, like, hey, world, look at me. Hey, galaxy, look at me. Don't ignore me.
Right.
It gets worn by two different characters, and it looks just as cool on both characters.
Right.
There is a lot going on.
Yeah, you're right. It transforms the wearer.
Yeah.
I mean, Finn, you know, John Boyega's a cool guy, but I don't think Finn was a cool guy yet.
No.
You know, he was a stormtrooper. He didn't know his name. He's just been trained to kill his whole life. He puts on that jacket, he becomes a hero.
Yeah, he becomes cool, connected with himself. And, you know, the jacket has a great cut to it.
Right.
It's literally cut by Kylo Ren. But I'm sure we're going to see that jacket again. It's on the promotional materials already. We're going to see Poe and Finn's jacket again, and that is my number four.
That is great. My number four is it's what I was kind of hinting at earlier. It's definitely uniform.
Okay.
Joseph. I make no bones about that. I understand. But it is director Orson Krennic's uniform.
Ooh, that's beautiful.
Now, the reason I'm counting this is I don't have an Imperial manual in front of me that has the operations and procedures of the Empire and what you can or cannot wear as part of your uniform. But I have to imagine at some point Orson Krennic made the decision early on in his career, because when you see him finding Galen and Clan Erso early on, he's in a kind of a different outfit.
Yeah.
It's definitely from the Engineer Bureau. You know, I get that the color scheme's probably that, but he's got like a cape there, but it's a different, it's like an action cape. But by the time we meet him later on, and I'm talking more specifically about that Krennic, he's got the classic Imperial officer outfit, but it's white. He's got the striking, you know, black pants, so white over black there, the gloves of power.
Yeah.
But that cape.
The cape.
We all admit we love capes.
Oh, yeah. There's got to be a cape on this list.
I don't think Vader would have been as powerful if he didn't have a cape.
No. Vader without a cape is nude.
Yeah, right. Lando, clearly the best cape in the galaxy.
He doesn't even need to tie it on.
Right. It just hangs.
It just hangs.
Good point.
He keeps it there with charm.
Capes are a very important thing. And Krennic made this decision. It's striking. And look, I think the character of Krennic, as it played out, and Orson himself, didn't necessarily, live up to the hype in a lot of people's mind. And I'll tell you why. It's because we all saw that outfit and that cape and we went, oh, this is a man of power.
Yeah.
This is a man of prestige. And he didn't live up to what we thought of the cape.
No.
And I see people cosplaying as Orson Krennic, and it looks striking. I saw a little three-year-old cosplaying as Orson Krennic, or like a 4 or 5-year-old kid probably, at Star Wars Celebration.
Yeah.
And that kid looked like powerful and striking. I've seen, I think our own Jennifer Landa has Krennic'd up. Looked great. And it's that cape. I believe Orson Krennic's outfit. It's one of the best in Star Wars.
Absolutely. And I think with the uniform, an Imperial could choose to wear something different that day. I think if Krennic wanted to switch it up and was like, today my cape is black to intimidate you in a different way, he could. So that makes it an outfit. If you are assigned to be a shore trooper, you can't just go put on Biker Scout armor.
Right.
That's not an outfit. That's your armor.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
Krennic could switch things up.
I would like to see it with the black cape.
That would be very interesting, because he is really working the white and black dynamic
to set
people at unease to not know what's going on with me.
I like that.
Who am I? What part of the Empire am I with?
Well, that's my number four.
Is my cape smooth or crinkly today? We'll find out. That's a good number four.
Yeah.
My number three, I had to have a Jedi in here, and I am going to give it to Obi-Wan Kenobi in Revenge of the Sith.
Ooh, specific.
I feel like the whole body of Obi-Wan Kenobi, his haircut, his beard, everything is on point in Revenge of the Sith. But of all the Jedi robes, the Jedi robes, but there are many, many variations that we see.
Right.
And I feel like out of almost all of them, Obi-Wan's in Revenge of the Sith has the best combination of aesthetics and movement.
Mm-hmm.
He is ready to fight.
Yeah.
But it also looks comfortable. It looks peaceful and earthy. And all the things that it should be, but it's also, obviously, he's ready to go. It's got a lot of great angles and energy to it without being too busy.
Yeah.
And now we see many, many great Jedi cloaks.
Right.
But there is something about the way his cloak hangs in Revenge of the Sith that communicates sadness, communicates almost espionage as he's hiding. And, I mean, when you're talking about an outfit, part of it is like how you wear it, but part of it is how you use it.
Right.
Like how you move it around.
Right.
We have not one, but two great cloak removals from Obi-Wan in Revenge of the Sith.
That's true.
The first one when he decides to fight General Grievous, and the second one when he decides it is his duty to do what he must and fight Anakin. In both of them, the cloak is designed to fall away from his body in such an exciting way. And then what is underneath? Amazingly cut. Fits the rhythm of his body. He's ready to fight. He's ready to meditate. Yeah. He is ready to model. He's ready to do anything. I love that Jedi outfit.
Ready to live in a hut.
He's ready to live in a hut.
And I really think Revenge of the Sith Obi-Wan really was the best beard and hair combo.
Mm-hmm.
He was getting older and distinguished, but he still looked youthful and vibrant.
Spry.
Looked like the guy you wanted to hang out with. There's a lot of great things about Revenge of the Sith Obi-Wan.
Absolutely. So that's my number three, Revenge of the Sith Obi-Wan.
Your number three. My number three is, and I'm getting visual aid up here on my computer just so I can help myself.
Oh, I understand. I understand.
But this number three is, I'm so glad I can list this number three, because this would have been a forgotten outfit if you had just kept it where we all first learned about this character and her outfit. And I'm talking about Mon Mothma.
Ooh.
Again, I'm going to simplicity here.
Yeah, you like elegance.
I like elegance. I like simplicity. My ties are always usually solid colors.
Oh,
I don't like the power clash. I don't like to do that. So now that we can say she's in two movies, three if you count the deleted scenes of Revenge of the Sith.
Absolutely.
But she looked a little different. She had had some Lord of the Rings like headgear.
Yeah.
Some stuff going on there. but if you and also now in Clone Wars and Rebels and stuff, the characters made other appearances. This outfit really truly belongs. Mon Mothma's white robes with the ornamental jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
It is looks like something that's comfortable and easy to wear.
Absolutely.
But she walks into a room. Jyn Erso sees her. and doesn't even question who that is.
Right.
It's just kind of like, that person's in charge.
Yes.
There's a regal nature to what she's wearing. It's simple, it's direct, and it's powerful.
Yes. It communicates power when she is in that dirty, messy, steamy temple on Yavin 4. There's not a spot. There's no Doritos dust. There's no this whatever the Star Wars equivalent of Doritos dust is on that immaculate white robe. Powerful.
Right. And I think, you know, they really did such a great job. Genevieve O'Reilly, I think, she deserves a lot of credit for what she brought to her appearance in Rogue One and now even the voice work in Rebels. I'm looking at a side-by-side picture here, and it's like they did a great job with the casting going back to even Revenge of the Sith, but they did a great job of just keeping the consistency of that outfit so you know who this character is. And I think it's an underrated outfit for a very important character.
Absolutely. It complements someone who does not slouch.
Oh,
you have to stay
definitely
straight up. My wife, Sarah, is a dancer, and she always tells me about the string coming up through your head.
Yes, yes.
That you should have that idea of the energy of that. That's what makes you stand up straight, of the string coming up through your head. And Mon Mothma has that, and that's what makes her outfit work.
That is solid. That is solid. So that is my number three. So we're up to your number
Number two and number one. This whole thing was truly deeply painful. In number two is my Luke spot.
Okay.
Now, Luke, oh man, this is so difficult.
Talk about Luke Skywalker, right?
Luke Skywalker.
That's the Luke in Star Wars we're talking about?
That's the Luke spot I'm talking about.
Okay.
Luke Spotwalker. No. Luke Skywalker. Oh man, I want to say Return of the Jedi, because as we've discussed in many various places, like, that is the ultimate. Every time we try to break it down with people of our age, that's the ultimate action figure.
It is.
Return of the Jedi. Luke, those are awesome Jedi robes. He's wearing black like his father before him. I wear almost all black, so I have affinity to that. So I feel like I should, but I had to go back to my childhood and back to my honesty. And it is Bespin Luke.
That's great.
Now, this is one of those early formative memories when I saw the action figure of Bespin Luke come out before the movie.
Right.
And I assume it came out before the movie, my young childhood memories. But I saw that action figure and I had to have it because it looked so cool. And I remember literally thinking, I don't think I'll ever look that cool.
Mm-hmm.
And that promotional shot where he is turning toward the camera with a blaster straight at the camera, there was something. And this is, I think this is the nature and the truth of aesthetics.
Right.
Of when something just looks cool to you, and you're too young to have had anything imprint, and there was something in my incredibly young brain that was just like, the way that garment flows is cool. Right. I don't know what the idea of aesthetic means. I don't know
anything
about fashion design.
Right.
I don't know what cool is or isn't.
Just
and
a
just
young kid
in my little soul was like, that is so cool. And I demanded to get pajamas that were onesies because I thought that's like tan onesies because I thought that's as close as I can get to ever looking that cool as Bespin Luke. But oh man, you know, and now that I'm an adult, it shouldn't look cool. It's not that amazing. It's a sort of tan. Fatigues is was described on the action figure, the Bespin fatigues. It's like with a lot of pouches.
Yeah, it's like missing some other armor on it, almost like
like there's an idea missing in there, but it just to me always looks so cool. That was my truth of my youth, and I have carried that through my entire life, that the Bespin Luke outfit looks cool even when it shouldn't. And then when it starts to come apart on Bespin with the duel with Vader, you know, oh man, the battle damage Luke Skywalker looks just as cool, if not more cool.
It's definitely
than the put together Luke Skywalker.
Definitely. You know, it's a good choice. I respect that you went to the truth of your youth.
Yeah, I had to.
To what it is. We all want to be cool. We all want to be, you know, look suave, but Luke had some functionality to it and a simple elegance.
Yeah, a simple elegance.
I like that. I like that. That is your number two?
That's my number two.
And my number two, we're staying in the Skywalker family. And I'm going back to a movie you mentioned.
Ooh.
We both like them prequels. Hashtag prequelist. Revenge of the Sith, Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah, good choice.
This is where I had to go just simply to looking cool.
Yeah.
Now, We didn't include Darth Vader, as seen in the original trilogies in Rogue One and so forth and so on. I wouldn't call that a outfit. I wouldn't call that a uniform. I'd call that a necessity.
Yeah, I'd call that what he wears or he dies. Yeah.
And he may have added the cape because he saw Krennic with one. I'm kidding. So Revenge of the Sith Anakin, I like for just how badass it kind of looks.
Yeah.
All right. I'll give some badass points out here. I love that he went with the, he looked around the rooms and was like, okay, you all generally have the Jedi outfit on.
Yeah.
I'm going to make mine leather. I'm going to make mine darker toned because I'm kind of struggling with some things on the inside. Haven't recovered emotionally since I killed all those Tusken Raiders. Maybe I imagine at some point along the lines, because Attack of the Clones, into the Clone Wars cartoon, things, you know, the outfit's starting to form.
Yeah.
But it's later on in Sith that you really see it. I think at some point Palpatine was like, what do you consider wearing? What are you going to do? Well, I've got, you know, the tan. Everyone wears tan.
I foresee you will be the best dressed of all the Jedi.
Do you want to sell more merchandise than Obi-Wan Kenobi? Well, yes, then do it. Wear the leather.
Make a V shape.
And I think, we've talked about this before, but one of my favorite shots in all of Star Wars is Anakin just turned to the dark side, Darth Vader walking into the temple, the Jedi temple with the 501st, Vader's fist behind him. And that shot is so great. And it is this outfit. It is this Vader, this Anakin that you're getting. And with the cape, with that ensemble, it is just, it. I would like to enter into every party, like either there's two ways in my life that in my head, I think I enter parties like this, but I don't. One is Aragorn going back in, pushing the doors open in Rohan.
Oh, yeah.
And storming back in. And then Vader marching into the temple with Vader's fist behind him. So if you and I are walking into a Comic-Con party this year, Joseph, and you're kind of two steps behind me, I'm picturing you as a clone trooper.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I'm picturing myself is Han opening the door in Cloud City. And going, whoops.
Whoops.
This is not where I meant to go. Who's here? Oh, whoops. Maybe I don't belong in this room.
I generally, in turn, enter every party like 3PO entering Jabba's palace. Let's go, R2. No one wants us here.
That is my
number two. So let's recap the best outfits so far. I'll run down my list. Number five, Lobot. Number four, Director Orson Krennic. Number three, Mon Mothma. Number two, Revenge of the Sith, Anakin Skywalker. Your list?
Number five is Bazine Natel. My number four is Poe's jacket. Looks good on anybody. My number three is Obi-Wan Kenobi's Jedi robes and cloak in Revenge of the Sith. And my number two is Luke Skywalker in Best Spin fatigues.
Absolutely. So, as I like to do, I'll reverse it and I'll give mine the number one first so you, the guests, can close the show. And I am going, you talk about connecting back to your youth and your truth of youth, as you called it, Joseph. My number one is Empire Strikes Back Han Solo.
Oh, yeah.
Talked about on Jedi Alliance in the early days of Jedi Alliance with one of our early on Duel of Fates. Is it New Hope Han Solo? Empire Han. And, you know, classic Han Solo from New Hope, Star Wars Episode 4. The vest, the pants, the blaster, the pose, the look, the swagger.
Yep.
It is classic, and it's classic for a reason. But Empire itself improved on the first movie.
Yeah.
Han Solo improved upon himself.
Yes, he did.
Something about that jacket, Joseph.
That jacket, it's everything, right? I mean, maybe you can go to Luke's celebration jacket suggesting a little bit of the cut in the design.
A little bit.
But it was if it was just that shot, it wouldn't be everything. But that jacket is everything. Jacket leads to Poe's jacket. That jacket leads to Cassian's jacket.
Yes.
That jacket, just the way it hangs in the cut of it. It is both. This is yours, so I don't know why I'm going on. But it's it's the way it hangs. It's that like your fun, weird uncle.
Yeah.
But also just like that, I just threw this on and I don't care. It's got a little bit of that
It
looks perfect, but it looks like he doesn't give a damn. He didn't try to look perfect, but he does.
He does. I mean, the classic shot, the one you see a lot is it's him holding his arms out. You know, he does it a lot, but it's on Empire. He's kind of looking at Lando like, "Hey, old buddy," and it's like he's got. You know, that shirt, too, he's got that weird kind of double-breasted fold in a way, and that's an improvement on the shirt. The jacket's got some functionality to it. I like. I would wear this jacket. I'm sure you could order them. I haven't looked up. Maybe I'll do that this year, finally order myself a Han Solo Empire Strikes Back jacket. I would wear it in a heartbeat. I bet it would not be as cool as Han. And I love that in Force Awakens. I love his Force Awakens jacket, too.
Yeah, it's good.
But I actually really love, I don't think it's cheesy at all when Leia's like, hey, you change your jacket. Like, you got to imagine over the 35 years between this, he's had a few different jackets, but it calls to the inner fan in us.
Yeah,
that moment in Force Awakens calls to us wanting to look cool like Han Solo on the playground, and that I think all goes back to Han Solo's look in Empire Strikes Back. And when I ran that poll with Maude Garrett on Duel of Fates on early Jedi Alliance, people, there was fans of the classic Han, but Han Solo and Empire won going away.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's amazing. It is amazing.
So that is my number one, Empire Han.
That is a good one. My number one. We could not possibly leave this character off the list when you're talking about outfits, and it is Princess Leia. But, man, the debate.
Yeah. Oh,
every outfit that Leia has, Leia does not have a clunker. Everyone is good.
No.
Even the Ewok celebration dress.
It's great. Great. It's one of my favorites.
It's great. It's great. Everything's great. But I have to go with, this is kind of a twofer, but not really, because I think it is kind of the same thing. It is Hoth Leia.
Mm-hmm.
But Hoth Leia comes with layers.
Yeah.
And Hoth Leia can become awesome Cloud City pantsuit, onesie, jumper, Leia. The simple elegance of that on Cloud City. I'll get back to that. But I mean, the Hoth look is great because I think, in movie design, the costume should tell us something about the characters, right? And I mean, and sometimes that's explicit. Like Anakin, of all the Jedi we see, is like, no, I need dark leather.
Yeah.
That tells us something about the character. It's not even subtle. It tells us something about the character. I think Hoth Leia tells us something subtle about the character. It
really does.
Luke and Han have their Hoth outfits, right?
Yeah.
You know, and then they take them off when they get in the base.
They're cool.
They're cool. And they look cool. But Leia's got this, like, I mean, there's something about Hoth Leia. Empire is the story of her sort of coming out of her shell.
Yeah.
And the Hoth outfit it's got sharp lines. It's crisp. Mm-hmm. It looks great. It looks, it looks great. But there's also this almost double level of, it's also maybe she's hiding in it just a little bit.
Yeah.
Like almost emotionally.
Yeah.
And then as we see, you know, she switches into the Bespin gown, but then we got to imagine that that I have always interpreted the white jumper thing she's wearing on Cloud City is like, that's the under layer of the Hoth outfit.
Right. Well, I always did too.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
Because they took off.
Yeah.
You know, she's flying. So,
and she's only got two options. She's got that, and then...
And Lando gets her some clothes, right? Yeah, I got to imagine that's from their collection.
Yeah, exactly. That's from the spring season of Cloud City's fashion show that Lobot organized.
I'll get you something. Don't worry. but she leaves. Yeah, so she just take the vest off. I absolutely... We're on the same page.
Yeah, and I think Vader's like, well, we're going to put you in the cell now. Yeah. And she's like...
Had jumper, will travel.
Yeah, I'm taking off. Yeah. The party dress.
Yeah.
And I'm putting my practical jumper back on. But it also, like, then that reflects, if you accept the Hoth outfit is the beginning of Leia's arc in Empire and the jumper as the end.
Right.
Stripping her down to where she is.
Yeah.
Her truth. She's more open.
Yeah.
But she's glowing white.
Right.
And she is practical and an effing warrior.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, the outfit where we really see her shooting, kicking ass, trying to get Han back. Yeah,
I think there was a lot to that. If you want to look at it from that side, where you know A New Hope, she's walking around, running around, and pretty much one outfit. I mean, actually, you're right. Same outfit the entire time.
Yeah, it's slightly different dress for the ceremony at the end.
That's true. So it's classic. It is a princess-like outfit. That's what it was designed to be. Yeah. Even though she's very much in action in A New Hope,
absolutely.
And that inspired the character, I think it's functional because it's Hoth, but I think the first time you see, you know, you got our new characters rolling in, and if you imagine if you're sitting in the theater in 1980 and seeing this, Princess Leia shows up on screen. She's not in a dress or a gown or a robe.
She's in
fatigue. She's ready for war. She's in charge. Her hair is more functional. It is a Leia that has moved definitely up as a person in confidence and control. She already had that a little bit, but she was a pudgy cheeked young lady trying to find her way in the galaxy, still in the Imperial Senate. Now she is one of the leaders of the Rebel Alliance for sure.
Yeah.
And you see it in that moment. She turns, when the first moment you see her, where she's talking with Rykan and everything, and Han comes in, you know it's a different Leia.
Yeah. She's cold, but she has stuff to get done.
Very cold. And it's always been my favorite Leia.
Yeah.
It's always been my favorite Leia from what things we're talking about it, and just, Carrie Fisher was a beautiful woman, and I think you can all have your steel bikinis.
Yeah.
You can all have that, great, neat. There's something about Hoth Leia that always just, I think, and every woman comes in my life, I'm like, how do you look in like a army jumper in action? I think that's what I look for in women, and I think Hoth Leia has always been my favorite.
Yeah.
It's a great choice.
It is a beautiful, beautiful outfit. All of Leia's outfits are awesome, but that is my number one.
Absolutely. That was fun. As always, Joseph, we're going to find deep meanings in a lot of things in Star Wars that people might not understand. Lobot's outfit has a lot more to it than you first thought.
That's right.
That is it. That's what we do here on Star Wars Ranked. You can follow Force Center Pod on Twitter as we reach towards 2,000 followers on Twitter at Force Center Pod. Use the hashtag Star Wars Ranked to tell us what you think about our outfits and throw some of your own. I'm sure you have it. Outfits do make the character, and they're a key part in Star Wars. We're on iTunes. You can subscribe, rate, and review there. We have the Patreon page. Some of you may know that. I'm sure you do. Check it out if you want. We do appreciate any support. Joseph, you have a lot of stuff going on in the galaxy, and you have always some very cool outfits. Where can you be followed and your outfits shared?
Yes, come check out the different colors of black, the different shades of black with the different geek logos I might be wearing at various comedy shows and conventions. I got a lot of stuff coming up. You can find it all on my website at josephscrimshaw.com, and you can find me on all the social media is at Joseph Scrimshaw, and check out my podcast Obsessed, also available on josephscrimshaw.com.
Absolutely. That's it. You can follow me at Cat Knapsack. That's it, guys. We have presented our favorite outfits, and Star Wars has been ranked.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
ACAST helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. ACAST.com.